A fish processor with its main plant in Sitka is being recognized for its quality and marketing efforts. Seafood Processors Cooperative recently won a Governor's North Star Award for international excellence. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld visited the processor and has the story.
A troller unloads iced coho salmon at the Seafood Producers Cooperative, one of the fish processing plants on Sitka's waterfront. Workers sort the gutted, hand-bled fish as President and CEO Tom McLaughlin looks on.
What that does, there's no blood marks in the flesh, no bruises, and then they're hand-packed in ice in the hold. You can see them unloading fish out of the hold packed in ice. It provides a really great quality product.
The state agrees. Seafood Producers Cooperative is one of six Alaska businesses and organizations that just received Governor's North Star Awards for international excellence. The cooperative has 520 active members. They fish mostly for salmon, halibut, and black cod. McLaughlin says they've all agreed to maintain consistent standards.
Our owner members recognize that you have to handle that fish, get it on ice quickly. So it really starts the vessel. Then when it comes into the plant, we of course have a pretty strict sanitary program, and we also test for bacteria on a daily basis. We do environmental swabs and the whole bit. In other words, you know, we're in the food business. We're not just in the fish business.
The operation is headquartered in a cold storage plant in Bellingham, Washington, and runs the processing facility in Sitka. It began in 1944 and is North America's largest fishermen's cooperative. The State Commerce Department's Patricia Eckert says it's a logical choice for an export award.
They do send about 50 to 60% of their product overseas, and they are helping to build that Alaska brand in key international markets.
The award carries no cash prize, but Eckert says it can help bring attention to the business's products.
I think it's something they can use in communicating to the public, not just in Alaska, but in those international markets, how valuable their seafood is, how good their product is.
So this is our fillet line and vacuum packaging line. We're done running for the day here. We do a complete sanitation in this room. Every day we don't run this around the clock. We have a 4 to 6 hour cleanup every day.
Seafood Producers Cooperative processes about 12 million pounds of fish a year at its Sitka plant. McLaughlin says it also has agreements with other packers to handle seafood from its owner members. Total sales last year were a little more than $50 million.
I always tell everybody I have 520 stockholders. Because even though co-op isn't like a publicly held corporation in terms of stock, they own the company. They have a capital investment in the business. And it's our job as a management team and the employees to get them a return on their investment. So the challenge is to provide the return over and above the price they would get from, saying, selling to somebody else.
The cooperative sells about two-thirds of Alaska's troll-caught salmon. It also handles halibut, rockfish, and tuna, and it's expanding its black cod or sablefish market. In another room at the plant, headed, gutted, frozen sablefish spills off a conveyor belt onto a rotating aluminum table. Workers sort it, box it, and load it into freezer vans for quick shipment.
We sell most of this in Asia. However, there's a growing demand here in the United States and even in Europe for black cod. So more of our product is we're being more diversified than where we even sell that.
Another Governor's North Star Export Award went to Western Alaska's Coastal Villages Region Fund, which recently opened an office in Japan. Other awards went to All Alaska Tours, China Airlines, Institute of the North, and the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project. All, except the airline, are based in Anchorage. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Sitka.